death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, April 23rd, 2015. We have a lot of news today. We've got reports coming up. We've just had a press conference from Obama saying that he has now killed Americans, accidentally, of course, with a drone strike. No word about any regret for all the thousands of people in that area that he's killed. Innocent people, men, women, and children that they've killed over the years. Never a press conference, never any regret about that. It is a tragedy to kill three Americans. I think it's one Italian is the death toll in this particular case back in January. Nevertheless, when you ignore these thousands of deaths, or in the case of Lindsey Graham, when you brag about the fact that you have killed thousands of people, it's a pretty corrupt country. It's a pretty corrupt government. We're going to talk about ethics today. Of course, we've got Chinese scientists genetically modifying human embryos. Where is that going to lead? And we had, remember that story we had yesterday about the Saudi prince? He's a major backer in Twitter, and he tweeted out in Arabic that he was going to reward 100 fighter pilots who had been bombing Yemen. No regret about that. He's going to give them Bentleys, he said. Well, after that went viral, he's taken that post down, but I'm sure he will still make good on that. A multi-billionaire, he's going to hand out Bentleys to people who are very good at killing. You know, that's what Obama said when he was talking about drone strikes. He made that comment, reported in one of the books. He says, you know, I'm really good at killing. Yeah, he is really good at killing, and he's pretty poor in terms of ethics. He's pretty poor in terms of apologies. We also got on the same front with Obama. We have him doing a back and forth with Elizabeth Warren. There have been briefings with Democrats about the Trans-Pacific Partnership because, of course, the Republicans seem to be full on in supporting this, saying that it's a free trade act. It's not free trade. We've talked about this, how it is managed trade. This is corporate bailouts. This is crony capitalism to the nth degree. But, of course, they're portraying it as if it was a bailout, a free trade. But, of course, the Democrats are not buying it. They understand the loss in jobs that happened after NAFTA. This is far, far greater than that. Nevertheless, they are opposing it. She says if people really knew what was in there, they would oppose it. That's why they're keeping it secret. And so there's been a back and forth with Obama and Elizabeth Warren. We're going to talk about Carly Fiorina. She's saying she's going to throw her hat in because, of course, we need somebody to counter the identity politics of Hillary Clinton. And so she offers her own version of identity politics. Some of the most racist, some of the most sexist statements I have ever seen come out of a candidate. But, of course, she's not a political neophyte, she points out. She's done consulting work for the CIA. Great. We've got another one of those coming for us. We've also got the House passing a new cyber sharing bill, the PCNA, Protecting Cyber Networks Act. This is something that is not the CISPA bill, the reincarnation of CISPA. But again, it is information sharing between corporations and the government. And, of course, this is going to block your FOIA request. At the same time, we learned yesterday with an article from that was posted on Drudge that Facebook is collecting text that you don't even send. That's how bad it's gotten. They send out text. They collect the text, store that. Even as you're thinking about it, you say, well, you know, maybe that's a little bit too inflammatory. Maybe I don't want to use that kind of rhetoric, so you don't send it out. Well, they're going to keep that. and they're going to use that to analyze you. And, of course, they're going to be sending that out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What lies at the heart of InfoWars and everything we do? At the core is fellow human beings of every race, color, and creed across the United States and the planet that believe in personal liberty. And it's people like you that have promoted the radio broadcast to their friends and family. It's people like you that have bought the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com that have made everything we do possible. And that's why I want to salute you. You have helped us build this operation. You don't stand beside us or behind us or even in front of us. You stand at the heart of InfoWars. That's why in the month of April, we're offering some of the biggest specials yet to introduce listeners to these high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Buy two X2 Nation Iodines. Get one fluoride shield absolutely free and free shipping. 50% off Silver Bullet. Free shipping. Free bottles of fluoride shield detoxer. Find the specials at InfoWarsLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, April 23rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined later in the show with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We're also going to have Jakari Jackson step in and talk to us. We just had a press conference this morning from the Obama administration, offering their regrets for some innocent people who were killed in a drone strike. Three Americans, I think one Italian, I believe, is the, two American Al-Qaeda operatives were killed, though. So I guess that makes it okay. Now, they say that it just isn't sufficient for them. No words can fully express our regret over this terrible tragedy, said Press Secretary Josh Earnest. But, you know, there's been no words of regret for the thousands of people that have died, the thousands of innocent men, women, and children who have died from these drone strikes that Obama is doing all over the world in his new open assassination policy. You know, we used to be ashamed of the fact that we had a government organization that would assassinate people. The CIA used to keep that quiet. There were church committee hearings. Senator Church ran hearings to see what the CIA was doing, and the public was appalled. But now we do that openly. The mask has come off. in the same way that they now openly spy on us. We just had another bill passed through the House, more collection, more dragnet surveillance of the American public. This one is called Protecting Cyber Networks Act, the PCNA. It's just been passed by the House of Representatives, voted 307 to 116. It wasn't even close. Now, under the PCNA, data that's shared through the government could be exempt from disclosure under FOIA, creating, quote, a new secret cyber intelligence coordinating body. I'm sure that's the purpose. They also say that it would allow for data to flow between corporations via government intermediaries. Of course, that has been what they've been selling the public after this Sony hack all along, saying we've got to do more cyber intelligence sharing. And, of course, that was what CISPA was all along. It was sharing of intelligence between the government and the corporations. The corporations turning over information about you as they do business with you under the fiction that this information belongs to these corporations. Nevertheless, they have some legal exposure. So CISPA was there to protect them from any liability. So they just keep passing these laws. It's not that they're going to do something different. We all know that they're spying on everything that we do illegally, unconstitutionally. They're collecting all this information. They're just giving themselves legal cover at this point. They say civil liberties groups criticize the bill for allowing any data to also be used with the Espionage Act. And, of course, we've had two-thirds of the people who have been charged under the 1917 Espionage Act have been under the Obama administration. I think there's been 9 people total. Before Obama, from 1917 to Obama, there were 3, and now there's been, I believe, 9, unless he's added to that list. They say it would make it ripe for things like surveillance of journalists and their sources, because they have been the targets of the Obama administration in the Espionage Act. So this is really kind of a double-down, in-your-face tyranny. And, of course, it was just yesterday that Rand Paul said our founding fathers would be mortified by the NSA. Yes, they would, and they should be. Yet, for a second time, and I did talk about this yesterday, Jeb Bush now has got these talking points. He's going around to all the neoconservative talk show hosts. He went to Hugh Hewitt, then he went to Michael Medved most recently, and he's saying the same thing in all these places. He said, one of the great successes of the Obama administration has been their dragnet surveillance. I'm paraphrasing him. But he says, the problem is that Obama isn't bragging about this. You know, we need to sell this to the American people. And so he said, we need to understand, and this is Jeb Bush talking, he said, the first obligation, I think, of our national government is to keep us safe. No, that's the first excuse of a criminal government, is that they're going to take your liberties to keep you safe. You never get safety when they take your freedom. You just become a slave. And then he goes on to say, we can do this while we're protecting civil liberties. So he always throws it out there saying that they're going to protect us and they're going to protect our civil liberties by taking our civil liberties. Now, there's pushback against Obama from Democrats as well. Again, on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Elizabeth Warren is going back and forth with Obama. She's leading the opposition within the Democrat Party because there is no opposition in the Republican Party, as I mentioned in the last segment. They have blocked members from discussing any specifics. They say they've been giving briefings on the deal to members of Congress, but they say the briefings are classified because they are sensitive and ongoing. Well, actually, the reality is that they've signed these non-disclosure agreements, and they have senators like Senator Wyden who has looked at it. He had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. His staff had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, so they couldn't talk to anybody about it. And so that right there should disqualify it. As Elizabeth Warren says, the government doesn't want you to read this massive new trade agreement. It's top secret. And she said, why? The real answer people have given me is we can't make the deal public because the American people, if they saw what was in it, would be opposed to it. And she says, the obvious, if the American people would be opposed to a trade agreement, if they saw it, then the trade agreement should not become law in the United States. And, of course, they're making all kinds of shortcuts because we don't have a government that obeys the law anymore. They're not doing this as a treaty ratification with the Senate with a two-thirds. They're going to go with just a simple majority vote because they know they can get that passed. So there's game after game after game being played with this, but that in and of itself should tell you that that's a problem. It should be a problem when you understand that all these mandatory vaccine laws that are coming in are, they're trying to force you to buy something that they have given full liability protection to the pharmaceutical companies that sell it, going back to 1986. And yet, we see all kinds of shenanigans being played in California with SB 277. Of course, Leanne McAdoo has a very good report talking about the tricks that they have played to move that bill forward in the California legislature. You can see that on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. I want to play for you an advertisement from a District of Columbia abortion spa. Now, this is going to sound, and if you're watching this, it's going to sound, as they point out in this article, this was put up by Western Journalism, it's going to look like a Saturday Night Live or a comedy sketch, but it's not. And I want you to listen to the very end of this, because that's when things really pick up. There's a little bit of silence, so I'll kind of narrate it as they're playing this. Let's go to that clip now, guys.
I heard she had appendicitis.
So these are real proper ladies.
I heard she went to the countryside.
Gossiping, setting three of them gossiping and looking at each other.
Appendicitis. Oh, wait a minute. You guys are talking about abortion.
Oh, they look
because there's no shame in it. Abortion. Yeah, we do that.
Because there's no shame in it. Abortion. Yeah, we do that. So they've got these ladies that look like they stepped out of a 1950s sitcom or Mad Men. And they're sitting there with their pearls and their hair up, and they're raising their eyes about, well, we think that she went to some other place. And she says, it pans back, for those of you who can't see this, it pans back to a younger girl. She's got her feet up, and she's wearing those red high heels. You know, they have the National Guard and the Marines wearing now. She's wearing those red high heels. She's very trendy, and she's sipping coffee. And she goes, yeah, it's abortion. We do that. In your face. So we have to have a discussion about medical. Yeah, there's a picture of, for those of you seeing it. We have to have a discussion about ethics. You know, we have to have a discussion about informed consent. That's the basis on all of these mandatory vaccine laws. And if you stop and look at it, the people who are selling you abortion in most of these cases, it's the women who are saying, yeah, we're pro-choice and we're going to do this and we're going to be proud of it. And yet they won't give you a choice about vaccines. You understand that, of course. This is not even about the medical treatment. It's about the principle that you have a right to make these decisions in your life, not other people. And they can't see that. They tout the fact that they're going to kill a 7-pound baby, but they won't give you a choice about your health care. They won't let you choose what you're going to inject to that baby. They're going to force that upon you. Think about how this is going, okay? If it's the same as losing our due process or our innocent until proven guilty. Yeah, we've already done that as well, too, haven't we? Look at what they did in the nuclear experiments with troops, telling them, exploding these above-ground tests and then sending the nuclear troops in right away. We've got an article on Medium.com talking about how this came out. They say, the soldiers were more than 5 miles from ground zero when the explosion named Shot Dog went off. Afterwards, the soldiers moved out to inspect equipment, fighting physicians a mere 2 miles from ground zero. Then the troops moved even closer in single file to the epicenter to check out even more gear, fortifications, and sheep. Technicians put the animals out in the open and foxholes inside structures. Now, they say the Army declined to inform the troops that they were headed into a war game. They declined to tell them that they were going into an area where they had just exploded a nuclear bomb, and they didn't tell them what the dangers were. Now, of course, when they went through this, they said that they found that 80% of the participants weren't fazed at all by what was happening. They didn't care. They said, yeah, I would have volunteered if they would have told me. See, there's a difference, though, between consent and informed consent. They didn't tell them what the dangers were. They were learning what the dangers were, using these soldiers as guinea pigs. They can use you as guinea pigs on any kind of vaccine that's coming in, and they don't have any liability because of the vaccine court in America. We had people who took the swine flu vaccine back in the 1970s. They consented to do that as well, but they were lied to on the information package that they sent out. They told them about some studies that had been done on a different vaccine than the one that they took. A lot of people were damaged by that, and of course, that was one of the precursors to them setting up the vaccine court so they didn't have to pay people for the damages that they do to them. Do you understand that we're headed down the same path if we lose our informed consent of what they did to people at the Tuskegee experiments. What the Japanese and the Germans did to people when they took out their blood and replaced it with seawater, saying, this is for the good of everyone. We're going to destroy this individual for the good of everyone. That's why we have to keep informed.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're just talking about this new ad from a DC abortion spa. And of course, I think this in-your-face attitude that they have makes it very clear that this is not, they have absolutely no shame in what they're doing. They make that very clear. We've been told for a long time that this is to support a woman's choice, and yet we see the same people who are trying to take away your informed consent in medical procedures. And it's not just about vaccination. If they can take away your informed consent for one thing, they can do it for everything. And I want to play that clip again. Play that, just the punchline there, what she says in the end of this commercial.
Oh, wait a minute. You guys are talking about abortion. Because there's no shame in it. Abortion. Yeah, we do that.
Exactly. It's really about valuing life. Because if you don't value the life of a 7-pound baby, you're not going to value the life of an elderly person. And you're not going to value, eventually, the life of somebody who's in their prime but has an expensive medical condition. Because we're going to make the argument that it's in the best interest of society to withhold medical care from that person. Because that's the argument they're making to take away your informed consent. That was one of our sacred principles. We enshrined that in the medical ethics community. We reinforced it after the Nuremberg trials when we saw people experimented on in the name of coming up with more effective medical treatments. Of course, that was what Joseph Mengele was saying. That was what the people that did that in Japan were saying. They said, we're going to do these experiments to see how we can better protect our pilots from extreme conditions, for example. But you can't do that. We said we're not going to do that as a society, and yet we have. We did that with Tuskegee experiments. We have done that just a couple of years ago when I started here at InfoWars. We had the EPA trying to extend their regulatory control over fine particulate matter so they could shut down coal plants. They went before Congress and said, you know, this is not just making people sick. This will actually kill you. And at the same time, Lisa Jackson is saying that in Congress. The EPA is running an experiment close to where I lived at the University of North Carolina, subjecting people, selecting people who have respiratory and heart issues and subjecting them to levels of fine particulate matter that are 70 times higher than what the EPA said would kill you, hooking them directly up to a diesel truck exhaust pipe. We tried to get that stopped. We tried to get a restraining order on it. And the federal government said, no, we're not going to do that. See, under the Nuremberg Code, even if you give somebody informed consent and it's something that is life-threatening, that's still unethical. You can't get informed consent from somebody if it's going to be life-threatening. But our new federal government said, no, that's not a problem. So then they went ahead and did it again in California. They continued those experiments in North Carolina. They did it in California. Then they came back and they selected some more experiments where they were selecting for 15-year-old black males who have asthma. Sounds an awful lot like Tuskegee, doesn't it? Except in today's America, the federal government isn't ashamed of it any more than Obama is ashamed of his assassination drones. We do these things in the open now. That's how far we have fallen. And you have to understand that just as we've given up our due process and our liberty and it hasn't made us safer or more secure, when you give up your informed consent, your right to be treated like a human, you're not getting herd immunity. You're just going to be treated like part of the herd. You're going to be treated like an animal. That's the way they see you. They're going to do whatever they wish to you. And they're going to justify it in the name of the collective good. Now, there's a, guys, do you have this Magic School Bus parody? Because it is a full court press to try to take away our freedoms. Let's play a little bit of this, and I want to comment as leave my mic open as we're running this thing. Any of you have that are college age or older, you know the Magic School Bus that was a PBS series. This is something that got 1.7 million views on YouTube. And, of course, it's not produced by the Magic School Bus people. It's a parody. Some college students put it through. But this is the straw man argument, attacking people as kooks who don't want to lose their informed consent. Let's run this.
What a marvelous day. Nothing gives me more joy than teaching my students about the human body. But since your children aren't vaccinated, it's incredibly unsafe for them to come to school.
Oh, sorry. I just believe that vaccines are the parents' choice.
And I believe they're unnatural.
They're a conspiracy.
So instead, I'll be educating you. For though you are grown adults, you all need a lesson in biology.
Straw man arguments in cartoon form. They go into the measles vaccine, and here we are, they're going to inject this into somebody and show you what goes on.
The vaccine enters the bloodstream, the immune system is activated. You see? Those white blood cells are learning how to protect the body from the disease.
Sure, you say that, but where's the proof? Where's the evidence?
It's literally outside your window.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver?
Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines, Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2, and Super Mel Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining me in the studio now is Jakari Jackson. And I want to get his feedback, especially on this magic school bus propaganda, because you're
As a child, I grew up with the magic school bus. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Miss Frizzle and the rest of the crew. And just to see that piece, you know, College Humor, you know, I like some of the stuff they put out, but they also put out, you know, these kind of propaganda pieces. And I didn't get to see the full video, but the clip I saw, I severely doubt they're going to talk about when the vaccines kill the kids in Syria.
That's
the World
right.
Health Organization going out there and giving the kids the bad vaccines. I seriously doubt that's going to make it in there. I doubt they're going to talk about Ronald Reagan passing a law saying that you can't sue the vaccine manufacturers. I doubt it's going to be in there. I mean, they could surprise me, but I don't think
so. And they're not going to talk about the cases where you've got 99.5% of the people vaccinated, yet they still get the disease. We've had a lot of different cases that show that this herd mentality, I keep calling it the herd mentality, herd immunity does not work. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work for the individual, it's not going to work for the herd. Okay?
Right.
And that's what people need to understand. It comes down to the effectiveness of it, but it also comes down to the fact that they're giving them legal immunity. You should be very concerned about anything that major corporations are pushing to force you to take and that they have absolutely no liability for. That's a pattern that we're seeing.
Would you, you know, because you always hear the stories about, you know, somebody goes to a restaurant and a whole bunch of people get sick. You know, then they go investigate it and they go have sanctions against the restaurant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to your vaccines, that doesn't exist.
That's right.
And the thing about it is, like, if you're eating something, you can stop eating it. If the vaccine's in your body, it's in there.
Yeah.
It's going to do whatever it's going to do.
That's right. They don't want to inform you what the risks are because it's like this abortion ad where they say, it's abortion. Yeah, we do that. And, you know, the other thing that they do is they increasingly, as I pointed out yesterday, all of this trans-Pacific partnership and transatlantic partnership, these so-called trade agreements, they're all about holding a gun to your head and forcing you to do things that you don't want. Holding a gun to the head of countries that have outlawed genetically modified organisms because they have concerns about them. They want to see what the long-term effects are, or they've already seen effects that they don't want to allow into their country. So this is about holding a gun to the heads of those people and saying, no, you're going to buy the product from this corporation, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that's what we see because people always talk about, you know, I want freedom to do this, I want freedom to do that, but then they're being forced to do stuff by the government and they don't really have a big issue about that.
Yes, yes. And I would also point out that this article that just came out, this is pretty amazing. Someone sent this to me. Cuba to export cancer vaccines to the U.S. And the New York governor confirms this. They say they're going to import a therapeutic vaccine against lung cancer. It's been developed in Cuba. It is going to go to the Roswell Park Cancer Institute of New York. She says, signing this agreement means we can immerse ourselves in clinical trials when we return to New York. So everything is a vaccine. And again, that comes back to the vaccine court. You know, if they were to give you a pill and it was to do harm, then they would have legal exposure. If they were to give you an antibiotic, the same thing. Any other kind of medication or surgery, they would have some legal exposure. But if it's a vaccine,
It's the sacred cow, you know, it's the thing that you cannot touch because you see these guys, the late night guys, they like to make fun of the vaccine parents and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But even though, and it's always the argument, if vaccines are harmful in any way, why aren't people on TV talking about it? Well, besides the fact your big major networks have pharmaceutical ads in every single commercial break, you do see people. Pierce Morgan got sick from a vaccine. The young lady on Katie Couric. You know, she got sick from the vaccine, and, you know, while the girl's sitting there, you know, having all these health defects, you know, there's the doctor sitting right next to her. Well, these effects are very rare, and they're usually pretty moderate. The girl's about to fall over and die right next to her, but they try to tell you that it rarely happens.
Well, I think it just doesn't pass the sniff test. You know, when you look at the legal immunity, it's very much like these trade agreements, just like Elizabeth Warren was saying, why won't they tell you what's in it? You know, why won't they tell you what's in the trade agreement? Why won't they let you have labels that show if it's got genetically modified organisms?
And then the whole argument, David, saying that if we label these things, it's going to cost these companies all this money. It's going to raise their price of food. Every time they have a big football game, the big summer blockbusters about to come out, they change the packaging on the food anyway. They don't know what it is. Just add, you know, this contains GMO, whatever the label has to
say. That doesn't cost them anything to do that. It's a bogus argument, and we ought to all just stop when they're going to take away our informed consent, when they're going to take away our right to come after them and get compensation if it does harm for their product. When we see these negotiations being done in secret, all of that stuff should be a giant red flag, and we should just pull back and say, if that's the way it's going to go down, it isn't going to go down. We ought to just stop at that point. And, of course, we have talked over and over again about the various aspects and case histories of these vaccines. But it ought to stop at the surface level is really where it ought to stop. I've got some news, and we want to talk about this announcement that Obama had today. Before I go to that, Jakari, I want to let people know that we've got InfoWars Life Silver Bullet on sale at the InfoWarsLife.com store right now, 50% off. It's normally $29.95. Right now, you can save $15 per bottle. That's 30 parts per million colloidal silver, preparedness grade of silver. It is frequently out of stock. Right now, we've got it in stock, and we've got it on the biggest sale we've ever had. 50% off a $15 per bottle savings. InfoWars Life, silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, The other thing I want to mention before we go to the press conference, there's a couple of protests coming up, very important ones. We talked earlier about the gold mine out in Oregon. Now, the BLM was moving against some miners who'd had a mine there since the 1870s. And there was the BLM was talking like they were going to take it by force this coming Saturday, just 2 days away. We had Oath Keepers go out there and set up a security perimeter to protect the people there from any kind of precipitative movement by the BLM like that, because they wanted to go through the legal proceedings, get due process. They were not giving them their day in court. They said, we need to at least have a day in court because we have rights to this mine that we've kept a chain of title going back to the 1870s. So they've got protests that are scheduled today. I just want to let people who are in the area know about that. That's going to be at 2 p.m. Central Time. It's going to be noon Pacific Time for the people who are out there. They're going to have a rally at the BLM offices. And after that information came out, the BLM said, well, we're going to close our offices. So it looks like the BLM is backing down. They're going, they're not in aggressive mode right now. They're not even going to have those offices open because of the protests. But it was an interesting press release from them. They said that, and they called on people, they said, they're calling on all miners, loggers, farmers, ranchers, and freedom lovers everywhere. It said, if you can't get to the BLM out there in Oregon, go to your local BLM office and protest what they're doing. Tell the people, tell them that the people of this country are sick and tired of the way they've been conducting themselves. So today at noon Central, and I'm sorry, noon Pacific time, that'd be about 2 o'clock Central at the end of this show. Also, there was a lot of pushback against Jade Helm here locally. Yes. Bastrop is the city that is just southeast of Austin, and that was the first one listed on the Jade Helm cities. There's been a lot of concern there, and I think this actually made the Drudge Report, the fact that they're going to have another county commissioner meeting, and that's going to be this Monday, April 27th, for people to show up and express their concern about the military exercises that are being held there. They say this will, they will again present information to the county commissioners, because they did this secretly and in privately with nobody paying any attention to this a couple of months ago. That's what they did in all these locations. Now there's so many people in Bastrop that they're going to basically start their PSYOP operation a little bit before the exercise, because they said this is a PSYOP operation.
They need a running start.
Yeah.
And people who will, you know, criticize us even questioning Jade Helm, it's not so much Jade Helm, it's the larger picture, because you think about, I know you did a report about this, David, how they're running drills in Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
What cave in Afghanistan looks like downtown Miami, Florida, doing drills in Minneapolis, doing drills in San Diego?
Yeah.
What desert in Iraq looks like San Diego, California? You know,
exactly.
So it's just basic stuff. What are these guys training for? And when you ask this question, or you're a conspiracy theorist, it's this, I just really want to know. You know, you wouldn't put on football cleats and go run on a hardwood basketball court. You know, you train where you're going to deploy.
And they said that in L.A. When they were doing these drills in L.A., they got on the local news and they were talking to the guy. And he says, well, you train where you're going to fight. If you're going to fight the mountains or the desert, that's where you train. We're training to fight here. And they were working in conjunction with the police. And so when we look at this drill right here, this is an article. We're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about this. These are some Marines now training in riot control. Why would you have Marines training in riot control? This is very disturbing, but it's all part of a pattern that we've seen going back. You talked about the report we did. That was back in 2013. And, of course, last year, Joe Biggs and I went to one of the places where they were training for this in AP Hill. There's a separate base inside of AP Hill that was fenced off. We walked through that. And here's the thing, Jakari. If they want to train for urban warfare, they've been doing that in the past. They have these burned out, bombed out building shells that they can go around and they can practice going building to building. But when you go to the Asymmetric Warfare Center in AP Hill, this is a completely intact city.
Yes.
Okay, completely intact.
At a subway.
The traffic lights were working. Yeah, they had the subway. They had all the different transportation modes there. And, of course, in Camp Lejeune, they have, that's where the Marine base is, they have another city that they train with there. That's why it's not a surprise for me to see that the Marines are working on crowd control and riot gear there, because the one that they have at Camp Lejeune is a more rural setting. There, it's more suburban stuff. It's also farm areas. But it's very much American.
Mm-hmm.
When we were at AP Hill at the Asymmetric Warfare Center, we stood at the corner of First and Main. We saw traffic lights that were operational. They are training to go through a city that hasn't been attacked, isn't part of a war zone. And I very much object to this. But this is what the Jade Helm exercise is. It's moving this out to the next level. We're seeing this happening everywhere. Part of this is a PSYOP operation. The entire thing is, at the very least, a PSYOP operation to get troops used to operating in America on the streets and to get the people of America used to seeing them on the streets, just as if we were living in a banana republic with nuclear weapons, which we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about this announcement that Obama had today, saying that they very much regret, and there's absolutely, the press secretary, Josh Earnest, said there's no amount of regret that I can express that would be sufficient to cover these Americans and Italian that died, innocent people, when they attacked Al-Qaeda terrorists with their drone strikes. And yet we have never seen any apologies about the people who live there, the men, women, and children. We see these pictures of them blown to death, you know, their bodies blown apart, horrific pictures, but never any apologies, never any regrets. It's why we are hated throughout the world, and justly so. When we allow our government to do this sort of thing, we all have culpability in this. This isn't just Obama's issue. And let me tell you, this is going to intensify under a Republican president. We've got Lindsey Graham bragging about the number of people that they've gotten, and he could care less about the innocent lives lost, and he wants to step this up.
That's exactly right. Because, well, David almost said Alex, but you embodying Alex here with your rant. Yeah, because they do these drones, and actually the guys have the piece. I think it's one of the best pieces we produced my time here at InfoWars. I didn't have anything to do with it, but it's Obama orders children murdered. I believe Rob Dew put it together.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful piece. If you haven't watched it, go to YouTube and check it out. Obama orders children murdered. And he goes through, I believe it was 2012, 2013 when he made it. But he goes through and lists all these drone strikes that were just available to us at the time. And actually, David, I have a few articles if I can go over.
And they should embed that. They should embed that in the article that we've got about up on InfoWars about Obama's announcement today. They should put Rob Dew's report in there if they haven't already done that.
Yes, and I just have a few things I want to point out here. I have this report from The Guardian. 41 men targeted, but 1,147 people killed. U.S. drone strikes, the facts on the ground. And this is just one of the many reports that you can see. You can see the reports of the children murdered just right behind you, David. You can see all these facts popping up on the screen, talking about all these innocent people who have been killed. Also, the famous wedding party, the wedding party that became a funeral. They were out there looking for, you know, the insurgents or whoever, and they strike a drone. They strike a wedding party, kill the people in the party, like, oops. You know, and that's pretty much all you get. And then Obama gets up there in the press conference last year, whatever it was. He gives that, you know, weak statement like, yeah, we have killed innocent civilians in our campaign, but we're going to continue. And the thing about this is they're trying to perfect their technology, you know, in a live theater. You know, they're not out in some, you know, desert base, you know, blowing up dummies. They're out there targeting real people, hoping that they improve their aim, so to speak.
Well, look at that video that was the one that got Manning put in jail that went through WikiLeaks.
Yes.
They saw them. You could see the footage from the
helicopter.
From the helicopter at a distance, and they're looking at the people there, and one of them is a reporter. They're shooting these people in cold blood without any empathy whatsoever, waiting for the responders to come, a hospital truck trying to take these people out, then shooting that to pieces.
Yeah, a gentleman.
It's absolutely horrific.
You know, they were shooting at camera guys who had cameras.
Yes.
And then a gentleman pulls up with his family in his vehicle, and he tries to help the men out, and then they start shooting at the guy with the kids in his car. And then you can hear one of the guys in the helicopter like, well, don't bring your kid to a war zone. They live in a freaking war zone. It's not like they live here in Austin. They don't like Austin. They can go down to San Antonio.
They didn't bring their kids to a war zone. The American government brought the war zone to their kids.
That's right.
And they have absolutely just cold-blooded killing. And, of course, what happened in the wake of that? Well, the people who exposed it, they came after them. They came after Julian Assange. They came after Manning, put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run this clip from Judge Napolitano when you guys get this up there about the drone strikes killing more people than Boko Haram. Have you got that? Yeah, let me know when you get that. I'm absolutely amazed when I see this. And yes, okay, they should apologize for killing innocent people. But where is the regret for what they're doing on a daily basis? And where can we stop this? We can't turn to the Republican Party. Nobody in the Democrat Party is stopping them. Let's play that clip from Judge Napolitano.
The president's drones have killed more young women than these crazies from Boko Haram have kidnapped. So the president does not have what we call clean hands when it comes to this.
No, he doesn't have clean hands. He doesn't have a clean conscience. And America can't have a clean conscience on this either. It's absolutely horrific. It's just one of the many instances where our government now openly violates the law, whether it's confiscating people's cars and cash on the highway, whether it's assassinating people abroad. They simply don't care what they do. There's not any shame. As I pointed out earlier, we had the church committee hearings. People were mortified to see the gun that the CIA director was holding up and talking about how they could, special guns that they would use for assassination and the many different ingenious ways that they were killing people. And so what they did was they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And now they're using the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and the court and the judge as a kangaroo court, that the FISA court is a kangaroo court, to give them blanket authorization to go after everybody. They go in with just one judge and one order, and that authorizes dragnet spying across the country on all these different cell phone providers. That's where we've gotten. No due process. The Constitution doesn't apply. And no matter how bad it is, they're never ashamed of anything they do.
No, and when they get caught, nothing happens to them. At first it was a conspiracy theory that this stuff was happening. Then you find out that it's true. Now people don't care. And it's the thing. I guess they're doing a really good job with the PSYOP, getting people conditioned to it before they actually admit it. So then by the time it's admitted, people are like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah. But we're going to come back. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to talk about a new comic book called Rebels, and Jakari is going to break that down for us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
Improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, hosting today, and with me is Jakari Jackson in the studio. We've been talking about Obama's newest drone casualties. He had a press conference this morning. We're going to talk in this segment about an article that's up on Infowars.com. 1776 comes to comic books. It's a new comic book called Rebels. There's an article up there, an interview that Jakari had with the author of the comic book, and we've got a copy of the comic book right there. But before we do, I want to let you know that we have specials at the InfoWarsStore.com. We have 10% off of all ProPure water filters. It's a great time to prepare right now. Use the promo code WATER to get 10% off of all ProPure filters. Also, stock up on high-quality emergency food at with My Patriot Supply products. Also, at the InfoWars store and at our InfoWarsLife.com, we have Silver Bullet 50% off. That's a $15 per bottle savings. That's 30 parts per million colloidal silver, a very high grade of colloidal silver. Okay, Jakari, let's talk about this comic book that you've got. Of course, we've got Paul Joseph Watson coming up with us in the next hour, and we're going to talk about an interesting interview with Robert Downey Jr. Promoting the Avengers coming up next week. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about this comic book now. This is set in 1775.
They're getting ready for the war for independence. And I had a chance to speak with the author of the piece, Brian Wood. And for anybody who's interested in it, it's basically the story of the militia getting ready, gearing up for the war against the Redcoats. But it goes beyond that. You know, Brian was very quick to point out that it goes to the social issues, the things that kind of led up to it. It's not just about them fighting the Redcoats. It's about all the things that led up to it and the other things that happened around it. So I think it's a pretty interesting piece. You know, it's a piece of historical fiction. It's definitely a fictional tale, but it's kind of the type of entertainment you can be educated while you're enjoying it. But it's not, after school special, kind of right. Bland and dry. So I think it's an enjoyable piece. Anybody's interested in it, they
the history
it
series that they had was laughable. We started to watch it, and I think we turned it off maybe about 2 minutes into it. It was so ridiculous. We had read the reviews of it, people saying it was an anachronism and really poorly shot, and we started watching it. It's like, oh, this is awful. It's interesting that they don't do very many movies about the American Revolution. I remember when we had a video store, we had not just an action series section. We would have sections about different wars, and we would even subdivide it to that point. We couldn't find but about two or three videos or movies that have been done about the American Revolution. We got The Patriot from Mel Gibson. Mm-hmm. We've got, I think it was Johnny Tremaine from Disney. There really wasn't much stuff out. There was a musical, 1776, that was
That's a musical, okay.
It was pretty hard to watch. But it's very rare that it's there. And when you see something like the History Channel that they did, it was just an excuse to have a period action piece that had absolutely nothing going on to it. So it'd be interesting to see that.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about it. And anybody who's interested can see the interview with the author Brian Wood on InfoWars.com.
And, it's interesting as we look at, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about the political aspects and the way that Robert Downey Jr. was shamed for having said something about conservatives and liberals in this interview when he was promoting the Avengers coming up. It's interesting, next year they're going to have, in the Avengers series, it's going to be Civil War.
Yes.
And comic books. And that when they came up with the Civil War series, it was done in reaction to the Patriot Act.
Yes.
And the idea that they were going to violate people's privacy, that they passed a law saying that all the superheroes are going to have to unmask. And so it kind of sets up a conflict between Captain America and
Iron Man,
where Iron Man becomes the face of the military-industrial complex.
Well, he already is. He becomes iron on the pillar.
Yeah, he wins the Sheldon Adelson primary, I guess, backing him in the Civil War. So, well, thank you very much, Jakari Jackson. And we're going to be back in the next hour with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to talk about that interview with Robert Downey Jr., as well as the Marines training to take on Americans on the street. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want more candy. I want more with you again. Why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.